Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, turkey will be on the table tomorrow. We will also get you ready to feast on some pigskin. We've gone back and forth. At first, I think I said this yesterday, at first it was going to be, yeah, we'll make something. That'll be fun. And then I think Catherine's getting worn out with work. She's like, we can order something, you know, from down the street, maybe go pick it up, maybe make it easier on us. So I don't know. We've gone back. We cooked last night, which we never cooked. I think that's what it was. We cooked a big meal last night, and we cooked some chicken parm last night, which was really good. But I think after cooking one night, we were like, well, we did our cooking. Maybe we should order something now. So I don't know what we're going to do for Thanksgiving, but we got to figure it out, like, now.
Yeah, especially since you guys don't have a car, correct? So you'd have to, like, DoorDash groceries, or you'd have to get an Uber there. Because you've got to remember, a lot of these grocery stores are not open on Thanksgiving.
I know.
So please remember that. So today is your last day if you plan to go the route of, you know, making your own stuff. But I will say this. Insider tip, if you don't want to do, like, the full shebang for a turkey, they do have fully cooked turkeys. That all you have to do is heat them up in the oven for about 3 hours. So there is no danger of, like, food poisoning. You're not going to kill anybody. So all you have to do is heat it up. So I feel like that is a route if you want to do that. Maybe do that and pick, like, two sides. Like, mac and cheese is really easy. And
it's good.
I don't know. Like, you could order out some sides if you wanted to. I don't know how big you are on stuffing. Because, like, that was one of the reasons why I am ordering out some sides and I'm making some myself, because I don't know how to make stuffing, and I hate stuffing anyway, so we're getting that from Chop House. But I'm not a big stuffing gal, but other people in my family are, so we have to have it on the table.
I like dressing, but not real. I mean, I like stuffing. It's okay, but I like dressing much better. Are you a dressing person?
Because
I
feel like what's the difference?
Well, stuffing is more bread-based and made inside the turkey, whereas dressing is more cornbread-based and not made inside the turkey. So it's, I think it's more delicious and it's more, it's richer. Like, to me, stuffing can get just kind of dry, but dressing is more moist and has more of that cornbread base. So I think it's so much better.
See, I don't really like either. For a long time, I had trouble liking foods if I couldn't see the individual ingredients. I know that sounds, like, very weird and, like, something, like, a six-year-old would say.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, I've never been a big stuffing or dressing girl. So, I don't – that's one of those things that, like, I don't know if it's difficult to make. So, you're on your own on that one. If you want it, you might have to make it.
Let me ask you this. What is the one thing that you just cannot stand? Because I feel like everybody has that one thing at the table where you're like, oh, I'm not eating that. The one thing it is for me – and I don't know what it's called. It's whatever it is, that casserole or that thing with mushrooms in it. Or not mushrooms. Sorry, marshmallows. Do you know what I'm talking about? With the white marshmallows? Is that just me? I feel like I see
sweet
that every
potato
now and then.
Casserole?
I love sweet potatoes, but I don't want marshmallows in it. Like, to me, that just throws it. I love sweet potatoes, but I don't want the marshmallows at all.
Jenks, you're the Dan Orlovsky of our show now. Like,
no,
you don't
I am
like
not.
Marshmallows?
I like I like marshmallows.
Want them.
I like marshmallows like on a s'more. I like marshmallows in my cocoa. I just don't want them in my sweet potatoes. Right? Like, you could like something, but it doesn't mean you like it mixed with something else.
I understand that. I just think of all the like foods that could be egregious. Like, sweet potato casserole is my favorite. Like, I love the mixture of marshmallows and even add in like some pecans and some brown sugar, mm-hmm. and I really like it. So that's one of my favorite sides. For me, it is the stuffing, the dressing. It's the cranberry sauce, especially if it just comes mm-hmm. straight out of a jar. Like, if you okay. just like have the jar and you're just like, and it's still perfectly in that shape.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to eat that. Like, that looks like something that you would eat, like, I don't know, like in space or something, where it's like, these space. Are the only options we have, or like camping or something. So do not make me eat cranberry sauce either. Disgusting.
Man, we're having quite the debate in the chat. Okay, I agree with you. I like cranberry sauce, but I don't want it like flunk. You know, that coming out of the can, it's like, oh, look, you can still see the indentations from the can, like the ring around the cranberry. I'm like, all right, let's not do that. D-Day, great point. A crumble topping better than a marshmallow top. D-Day, you want to get in here? Yes. A crumble topping? Oh, perfect.
And it's not that I don't like marshmallows, but I am just a sucker for like a candied pecan. So when you get the sweet potato with all of the brown sugar and then you just load it with a bunch of butter and pecans on the top that are chopped up, that's literally heaven for me.
Thank you. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's taking it next level. Next level. I mean, I would eat it. I would take the casserole. I would just scrape like the marshmallows off and just eat the casserole like a child.
Well, no, not like a child, because the children, that's the only part they eat.
Oh, that's true.
marshmallows. But it is one of my favorite sides, and I'm going to be making that. So what I'm going to do, because we do have some people in our family that don't like the marshmallows, so I'm going to do one half with marshmallows, one half with pecans.
Ah, okay. I think that's very smart. That's why you're in charge of the dinner, and I'm just a guy trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. Well, one thing we can both agree on, Chelsea, is that we will be watching the NFL on Thanksgiving. So let's start the Packers and the Lions. The Lions laying 2.5. The Lions minus 150. Green Bay is plus 125. Your total is 49. What do you think about the traditional Packers-Lions matchup here? Rivalry game, divisional game. Lions are always on Thanksgiving, and this is going to get us started.
Yeah, I think the main question for me is, what can we expect from the Packers offense? Because it feels like they have been very hit or miss this year, where sometimes they look great. And, you know, last week they scored 23 points against the Vikings, but the Vikings don't feel like a great team right now. And I just wonder if they can keep up in a track meet, if that happens to be the case for the Detroit Lions. Because, again, this is an indoor game. This is going to be a home field advantage for the Lions because it's Thanksgiving. This is a tradition in Detroit. And think about the tradition of losing that the Lions have had for quite some time. I would imagine that these tickets are probably pretty pricey because it's Thanksgiving, because the Lions are good, and because it's a divisional game against the hated Packers. So I do think we talk a lot about this in the NFL, how home field advantage isn't much of a thing anymore. I think it's going to be very much a factor in this game for the Lions on Thanksgiving. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Detroit.
I think I'm going to go in the opposite direction. Like, I don't want to bet on this game. I don't want to bet on this game. I like the Chiefs-Cowboys game better. I think
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'll put my money there. But I kind of feel like maybe Green Bay is the right side here. You could probably talk me off of it, but I feel like the line wants you to bet on the Lions. Are going to be at home. It's Thanksgiving. But the defense is really, really good. I think that is the difference here. I know they had that bad loss to the Panthers, but that was a month ago. Packers have won two straight. And when you look at the Lions, I'm curious about the Lions because they're a very good team, but they're not the dominant team that they were last year before they got beat up by the Commanders. Look at what they've done. They struggled against the Giants, lost to the Eagles, beat up on a really bad Washington team, lost to a bad Vikings team. So I think I'm a little curious as to how good the Lions are. They're good. There's no question about that. But are they good enough to cover the 2.5? I might take the Packers as a plus money dog here.
Ah, well, then I will be on the opposite side. I think this is going to be a good game, though. And maybe it comes down to the final play, because you could say the same thing for the Lions and the fact that they have not been super consistent either. Mm-hmm. It's just, I do think this is a tough defensive matchup, because you're right, the defense for the Packers has been pretty solid. But when you have the playmakers that the Lions do, I feel like it's going to be guys like Jahmyr Gibbs who will break off a big play here and there. And that's the problem with defending the Lions, is that maybe you defend them for several drives and then, you know, one drive and they're back in it, because they'll run it for like 68 yards for a touchdown. Like, I don't think the Packers are one of those defenses that are constantly in blown coverage, but my point still stands. And again, it just feels like the Lions are the play at home, especially when Jared Goff is playing indoors. So I think their offense will be able to get something going, but I think this total is tricky because I do think it's correlated. If it's a track meet, I think the Lions have the upper hand. But if it is a low-scoring affair, I think the Packers are probably the play.
Yeah, I think you're right. So I can't knock you on that one. Okay, here we go. How about the Cowboys and the Chiefs? Chiefs in Dallas laying 3, Chiefs minus 175. Dallas is plus 145. The total is 52. I really like the Chiefs here at minus 3. Dallas looked good coming back against Philly, of course. 21-point comeback. They win it. Brett Aubrey, field goal. Time running out. But I just feel like we're giving the Cowboys a little too much credit based on that comeback win. The Chiefs need to keep winning. They have to win this game to keep their playoff hopes alive. Maybe it's a square play, but I'm going to be on KC.
But here's the thing. Kansas City has not been good at covering numbers. They have gone 3 straight games without covering the spread. And at what point is leaving the light on season over? We talked about this when we talked about our power rankings, is that we're approaching December. And at some point of the season, you say, this is the team that is in front of us. And we've got to stop projecting some of these old narratives on a team, because, you know, the season's almost over. But I think the real question mark for me is, what is this Dallas offense going to do against a really good defense? And I think a lot of people will look at this last Eagles game and say, well, that was a really good defense. The Eagles, probably one of the best defenses in the league. But also, you know, that was a game in which it's a divisional rival. And, you know, it came down to the end. And, the Eagles had some miscues in that game as well. So I think that maybe this is a comeback down to earth game for Dallas, because we've seen this in the past where, you know, I've trusted Dallas coming off an offensive great performance when they scored 44 against Washington and then they got smoked by 20 by the Broncos. So I think that's the play for me, is leaning towards the under here. The Chiefs have hit the under in 6 straight games. And I think it's a combination of two things. It's the fact that the Chiefs have a solid defense, and the fact that their offense moves the chains And they're very good at eating time off the clock. Like, they'll beat you by 1,000 paper cuts where it's just like, okay, gain of 10, gain of 4, gain of 3, where it's not all these explosive plays, but you look up and you're like, wow, that drive took 9 minutes. So I think you look at the total in this one, what is it, 52.5? I think you hit the under. It's not going to be a fun play, but I think that's the play.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to keep backing this play, and I don't think they're being given – I think two things are going on. Number one is that, okay, yes, great comeback by the Cowboys, but the Eagles gave that game away. They went right back into their offensive shell. And then I think conversely, we're not giving the Chiefs enough credit. That win against the Colts was no joke. I still think people don't take Indianapolis seriously. Colts should have won that game, but coming back and beating Indianapolis, rallying from 11 points down, was a huge win for Kansas City against a very good Indy team. I don't think they're getting enough credit for that, so I'm going to be on KC. How about this one? I think we're on the same side here. Bengals-Ravens, Baltimore laying 7. They're minus 350 on the money line. Cincy is plus 210. The total is 52. We were discussing this a little bit yesterday. Like, this line doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You going to be on the Bengals with me?
Yeah, it feels like an absolute trap, and I'm sure the entire public is going to be on it. But sometimes 7 is too many points, because even if you take out all the other factors and you say, hey, this is a divisional rivalry game between two teams in the AFC North, like, these are two teams that always play each other close, and it feels like Joe Burrow always gets up for these games. And I don't think that he would argue and champion himself to get back in the lineup if he didn't think he was ready to play, and if he didn't think he could give his team a great chance to win. And statistically speaking, he's had some awesome games against the Ravens and their defense. So I feel like with Ja'Marr Chase back in the lineup, I'm aware T. Higgins is out of the lineup, which is not great. But Joe Burrow can do it with it. It feels like one good player and the rest of the guys on the squad. The quarterback makes the receivers, not the other way around. So 7 feels like too many points, even if that Bengals defense is absolutely terrible, because that's what we saw last year, is that Cincinnati can still keep it close with some of their divisional rivals.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. And, you know, the poor Bengals, my God, the book on them every year. Like, aren't they going to do something? Don't you know they'll probably, like, win out and then just make the playoffs or just miss the playoffs? Like, every year, they just come together the last few weeks. And it's like, God, if Joe Burrow had not gotten injured here. And remember, they worked on this in the preseason. Like, they played their starters in the preseason because they were like, we are finally going to get off to a hot start. We're going to finish strong, make the playoffs. Not going to play out that way. But the point still stands, which is this is when the Bengals tend to play their best football later on in the season. I'm not really worried about the rust for Joe Burrow because he's been there, done that. These two teams know each other really well. Even if T. Higgins can't go, I don't think it's going to matter. And the Ravens have been good, but I just feel like Joe Burrow's too big of a difference. So maybe it's a square side, but I'm with you. I will be on the Bengals plus 7 as well. Coming up next here on the show on the Thanksgiving Eve edition, it's back. It's better than ever, according to me. We're going to head to my streaming corner, find out what everyone has been watching. It is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us here on Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.